Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you hand something to Gabe? To Gabe. That's funny. Thank you. This morning, brothers and sisters, I prepared some slides, and I would like to share with brothers and sisters this topic about living a life of faith.
今日愿意同大家分享一个题目，就系要 凭信心而活，咁我预备咗一啲嘅经节同大家分享。Maybe
before we start, we commit the time to the Lord.
在开始之前，我哋少少祷告，将时间交翻喺主嘅手中。Dear
Lord, we thankful for this morning.
主，我哋为咗今天早上献上感谢。Thank
you for such a wonderful songs and hymns.
感谢你俾我哋唱咗一啲咁美好嘅诗歌。
We truly adore you.
我哋实在系爱你。
We truly adore your ways of faith.
我哋实在系爱你呢一条信心嘅道路。
In quiet rest.
我哋愿意系活喺呢一个安稳嘅安息里面。
Lord, do teach us.
主，求你教导我哋。
We want to commit our hearts to you.
我哋将我哋嘅心都交喺你手中。
Speak to our hearts. Today,
今天早上看我哋嘅心底嚟去说话。
We want to commit the following hour to you.
我哋将以下嘅一个小时交喺你手中。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
我哋感谢你，祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。阿门。
So, I realize I don't have to look there. I can look in front of me.
咁我发现我可以睇前面。
So about this topic of faith, I have some verses I want to share.
咁关于呢一个凭信心而活呢个题目，咁愿意同大家嚟去分享几节嘅经文。
First point I want to share is that we are all, as a Christian, once we believe in the Lord, the first step we believe in the Lord, we are called to live this life of faith.
第一点，我哋每一个信主嘅人，当我哋信主嗰一刻，我哋被呼召。
It may seem like a big topic, but in Romans chapter 1, 16 and 17 tells us.
可能大家以为这个不是很大一点，但原来在罗马书第一章16到17节这样跟我们讲的。
There, Paul is not ashamed of the gospel, for it is a power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
在那里保罗跟我们讲，我不以福音为耻。 这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利利人。For
in this gospel, in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous, the just shall live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。We
know Paul is a person of faith.
我哋晓得保罗系一个凭信心而活嘅一个人。And
he was saved. He believed God.
我哋晓得佢亦都系因着相信神嘅缘故，佢得着拯救。He
tells us that in order to go on from the beginning, the next step you take is also by faith.
佢喺嗰度告诉我哋，当你凭信心而相信走咗第一步之后，你再要走下一步，同样要系凭信心而去走呢一步。
It is not the beginning you're saved. You stood up, receive Jesus, you graduate. No.
原来当你走咗第一步，你接受耶稣入你嘅心，唔系你就毕业啦。
It's step by step by step. We continue to hang on to the Lord to believe Him.
原来当你信咗主之后，你要每一步每一步咁样嚟去凭信心。 在主耶稣身上面而去走前面嘅路。
In Hebrews, it tells us, I believe chapter 11, but without faith, it is impossible to please him.
在希伯来书第11章第6节嗰度讲，人非有信就不能得神嘅喜悦。
Just like when we first up the day we moment we receive Jesus, that please God because you believe him.
就好似 当你凭信心嚟去接受主耶稣入你嘅心里面嗰一刻，嗰一刻就得着神嘅喜悦，因为你嚟去相信佢。But
without faith, it is impossible to please God.
但人非有信，系不能得神嘅喜悦嘅。
And there is this next verse that I did not put down here, but it's, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
還有一句經文, 我沒有打在螢光幕上面, 但有一句就是我們是要, 憑信心而活,
we were just sharing early in the Bible study, all this technology that we have, the phone, the internet, everything is so convenient.
我們剛剛在查經組自分享過,我們有很多這些科技,有電話,有這個電腦,有互聯網,很方便。
There are many things that cause us to walk by sight, by what we see.
實在有很多東西去鼓勵我們,是憑眼見來去過活。
Those things are very, many times draw us away, drawing away our focus from following the Lord, walking by faith.
這些很多不同的科技實在就叫我們離開了走信心的路。
Faith is something we cannot see.
因為信心是一些眼不能看見的東西。Walking
by sight is easy.
我們憑眼走路很容易。Whatever
their friends do, follow them.
你朋友做些什麼,你就跟他們做。Or
you want to invest in this, go for it.
你見到有人你去投資些什麼,你就跟他們去投資。
This is a good life to live, so I can retire. Go for that.
你見到這個人過這個退休的生活,很好,我亦都希望你去跟他走這條路。
For we walk by faith and not by sight, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹,聖經是叫我們要憑信心而活,不要憑眼見的而活。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
There the Lord commands us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean onto your own understanding.
在那裡第三章那裡說,你要專心仰賴耶和華,不可倚靠自己的聰明。
In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall make your path straight.
在你一切所行的事上都要認定他,他必指引你的路。
Brother and sister, there are different, I wouldn't say different ways. There are Let me put it this way. There are two ways to walk the Christian life.
弟兄姊妹,作為一個基督徒,有兩條路可以走的。
This way here tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart.
在箴言這裡說,第一條路就是要專心去仰賴耶和華。
Be careful when you're walking this way. You do not want to lean on your own understanding.
特別當你去走這條專心仰賴耶和華的路的時候,你要小心,不要依靠自己的聰明。
This word in understanding could be translated as intelligence.
在英文說這個understanding,可以解作明白,或者是一個智慧。
What seems reasonable, logical to you?
就是那些你認為是很合邏輯的事情。
What seems smart to you, expedient to you?
或者對於你來說,你是覺得方便,是很聰明的,很明智的一些抉擇。
Be careful, do not lean on those things, because it may draw you away from trusting the Lord with all your heart.
但聖經是告訴我們,你要小心,不要依靠自己的聰明,因為當你這樣做的時候,你就會離開 專心仰賴耶和華這條路。So
brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
as we are reading through some of these verses, I'm also asking myself, the Lord is asking me if I'm following the Lord, if I'm trusting him.
當我喺度同大家嚟去咁樣一齊讀呢啲經文嘅時候,主係直接嘅嚟問我,我有冇嚟去專心仰賴耶和華?
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯來書第10章。
For yet in a very little while, he who coming will come and will not delay.
因為還有一點點時候,那要來的就來,並不遲疑。
Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
只是義人必因信得生,他若退後,我心裡就不喜歡他。
The emphasis here is, the end is very end. It is very near.
這一句的重點就是末了,快到了。
We see it from the things that we hear in the world, and we sense it in our spirit.
从我哋喺世界听到嘅新闻，喺我哋嘅灵里面嘅心思里面，我哋都晓得。
So this encourages not to draw back.
呢一啲嘅心思，你要鼓励我哋，唔好嚟去退后。
You hear so much discouraging news, may cause us to hesitate to reserve.
当我哋听到好多一啲可怕嘅新闻嘅时候，我哋可能开始心里面有啲犹豫。
Here the Lord said, but the just shall live by faith.
但系喺呢一度，主嚟去讲，义人必因信得生。
If we shrink back, if we hesitate, if we draw back, the Lord is not pleasing with us.
若果我哋嚟去犹豫，若果我哋喺嗰度有疑惑嘅时候，若果我哋退后嘅时候，主就唔会喜欢啦。
I don't know, brother and sister, that the last year and a half caused us to shrink back, draw back, maybe a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，唔知过去一年半有冇令到你有少少嘅退后咧？
But here the verse tells us that in order to make advance, to press on, we need to trust in the Lord.
但系喺呢一句嘅经文告诉我哋，若果我哋系唔退后，要向前走嘅话，我哋一定要因信嚟去得生。
This is a living.
呢一个系一个活。
A living, like a daily living.
Oh, 是一个每一日的生活。
And the Bible also gives us a very good, clear picture of what trusting the Lord is.
圣经亦都俾咗一幅好明显嘅图画，好清楚嘅图画，告诉我哋倚靠主系一幅如何一回事。
It's in recorded in Jeremiah chapter 17.
记载喺耶利米书第十七章。
There it says.Blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord.
嗰度讲倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。
I'm reading an NASB, but that's New King James on there. And then verse 8 says, For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and does not fear when the heat comes, but his leaves will be green and he will not be anxious in the year of drought.Nor cease to yield fruit.
第八节，他必像树栽在水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Brother and sister, when you see a tree,
弟兄姊妹，当你见到一棵树嘅时候
，Well, there is a part that you see above ground, right?
你见到嗰棵树嗰、那个。树干在一个地面的上面。
But there is a hidden part. This tree right here is like that person trusting the Lord. It had roots that deep down go to the stream.
但是在地下面大家看不到的原来这一棵树是在河边去扎根。
That is a person that trusting the Lord.
这幅图画就形容一个人倚靠耶和华的那幅图画。
It says when the heat comes,
这里讲到当炎热来到的时候
When the drought comes,
当这个干旱来到的时候
The leaves will be green,
叶子仍然青翠
And it will be fruit continually,
而且结果不止
A person will not be anxious,
这个依靠耶和的人不会有焦虑
He said this person is blessed,
这里讲到这个依靠耶和的人是有福的
Amen,
是不是阿们呢
Amen, blessed is the man who trusts in the LordAnd who trust is the Lord?
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。
Oh, if you have time, I did not put it up here. If you read the verse, two verses before, it says the opposite.
若果大家有时间咁我冇打出嚟咁喺呢嗰度讲到，若果一个唔依靠耶和华人佢嘅结局又如何咧
？He said that man is cursed.
嗰度讲到呢一个人有祸了。
He trusts in mankind and made flesh his strength.
佢嚟去依靠人。佢嘅肉体系冇用嘅。
And whose heart turns away from the Lord?
嗰个佢嘅心若果系冇专心嚟去依靠耶和华嘅话
，He'll be like a bush in the desert.
佢就好似沙漠嘅稻丛。
When the prosperity comes, he will not know.
不见福乐来到
And will live in a stony waste in wilderness, a land of salt not inhabited.
他要住旷野干旱之处，无人居住的炎地
Brother and sister, I don't know in your life, do you feel the heat, things that comes to you unexpectedly.
弟兄姊妹，唔知喺你嘅生命里面，有冇觉得有突然嘅炎热临到你嘅身上面咧？
These times are uncertain, and we have to constantly adapt. It causes a lot of stress.
我哋实在活喺一个好唔稳定嘅时代，好多嘢都喺度变化。咁呢一啲嘅变化，实在系俾我哋好多压力嘅。
But the word calls us to trust in the Lord to walk by faith.
但系圣经嚟去吩咐我哋，我哋要凭信心而活。
So what is living by faith?
咁点样为之去过呢一个信心嘅生活咧？
I thought of a verse, an invitation from our Lord Jesus that he recorded in Matthew chapter 11.
咁我就记得主咁样嚟去讲过嚟去邀请我哋係记载喺马太福音第十一章。
Which is the next slide, is to yoke with the Lord.
嗰度就係要与主嚟去同父嗰个
握。Matthew 11:28 that says, Come to me, all you weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart.And you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
What is living by faith?
咁凭信心而活系咩回事呢？
It is that you put your trust in another person.
就系将你嘅信靠放喺另外一个人身上面。
You forging a relationship and a partnership with someone.
你就系同呢个人嚟去建立呢一个关系，同埋建立嗰个配搭。
Here the Lord Jesus is calling his disciples to take the Lord's yoke upon them and learn from him.
喺呢一度主耶稣嚟去邀请佢嘅门徒就系与主同负呢个轭。
You know, in the old days, in order to plow the field, the animal, you put a yoke on the animal so that hopefully they will plow, do a good job and plow it.
咁喺古代嘅日子，若果你係要耕田嘅話，咁你就將呢一個轭放喺兩隻牛嘅上面，你就希望呢兩隻牛一同嘅嚟去耕呢个田。
Yeah, it is a wooden beam you put on a pair of oxen, for example, or horses, so they would hopefully they would go together in oneness to move forward.
咁呢一个轭系啲咩咧？就系一条嘅木条嚟去挂喺两只牛或者两只马身上面。咁你就希望呢两只牛呢只马一同嚟去走一个方向嚟去为你嚟去耕田。
In order for it to work, both of them had to go in the same direction.
咁若果呢兩隻牛或者馬係要去好有效嘅嚟去耕，咁呢兩隻牛一定要走同一個方向。
Imagine Gabriel and me are bearing the same yoke。
咁你嚟去幻想咁我哋兩個嚟去負同一個轭。
Gabriel very experienced, but I'm a new guy。
咁可能Gabriel 就好有經驗咁但係我就新手嚟嘅。
He has seen the field, he know how to do it. But when he put the yoke on me, instead of letting him lead, I'm just kind of hesitating, struggle. He want to go this way, but I may pull the other way. And you know what happened?
咁可能 Gabriel 佢之前好認識呢個田，佢曉得佢點樣嚟去耕。但係我咧就係新手，咁我同佢挂咗呢个轭喺身上面嘅时候，我就走另一个方向，或者唔同佢走同一个方向。
So the Lord want us to bear the yoke with him.
但系我哋晓得主邀请我哋与佢同负一轭。
The Lord want us to follow his leadership.
主希望我哋跟随佢嘅带领。
And more importantly, when we have the yoke of the Lord on us.
更加重要嘅就系当我哋嚟去负主嘅轭嘅时候
，We are to be meek。
我哋要好似主一样嘅嚟去心里面柔和谦卑
，meaning meek meaning not to resist。
柔和谦卑嘅意思你就系唔有咩嘅对抗
，not to fight。
你唔去有啲咩嘅争斗挣扎
，but be surrender and go with his leadership。
完全嘅嚟去向呢一个嘅头嚟去投降。
And when we do that，
当我哋咁做嘅时候
，the Lord said，
主就咁样讲。
My yoke is easy, my burden is light.
主就咁样同我哋讲，我嘅轭系容易嘅，我嘅担子系轻省嘅。
I shall find rest in my soul.
你嘅心里面就必得安息。
Because we are not fighting.
因为我哋唔再系有啲咩嘅挣扎。
And the next point.
下一点。
We know that to live by faith, it is a life of the cross.
我哋晓得嚟去呢个信心嘅生活系一个十字架嘅生活。
In Luke chapter 9:23.
在路加福音第九章第二十三节。
For he was saying to them all, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Brother and sister, this is a lifelong process.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一生之久的一条路。
This is not something we hear on Sunday today, and then the next few days we just go back to our own lives and live a separate life. No.
这个不是我们星期一一日去听到这个信息，之后星期一至三我们就回去我们的旧生活里面。
If anyone wants to follow the Lord,
在这里讲，若有任何人要跟从我，
I believe we all do want to follow the Lord.
我相信我们在座每一个都愿意跟从主耶稣的。
There is something he must do.
若果是这样的话，主一定要，这个人一定要做这件事情。
He must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me.
这个人一定要去舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从主。
Brother and sister, we are studying Genesis, the life of Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，有些，我们当中有些弟兄姊妹来去读，创世纪，我们读到亚伯拉罕的一生。
We see there are many things that happened in his life.
我们见到在亚伯拉罕一生里面有很多的事情来去发生。
He was called to forsake things that were familiar to him.
他被呼召要放弃一啲佢熟悉嘅事物。
Like many of us, we have to go. He was in migration. Like many of us, come from far east to a new country.
好似我哋好多在座嘅我哋都移民嚟到呢个地方。亚伯拉罕同样嘅被呼召要佢移民离开佢嘅本地。
Like many of you, soon will go to college. You'll be in an unfamiliar place.
好似在座当中年轻嘅。好快你要去读大学，你要去到一个陌生的地方。
And you see God will raise up circumstances, so we'll have to make that choice.
我们见到神要将一些的环境安排在你身上面，要你去做一个决定。
So we have to sort of force to trust God.
所以我们就一定要去依靠主。
Or you can trust yourself.
或者你可以选择来去依靠自己。
And we see that God let him promise him the land of Canaan, but it was all occupied.
我们在那个故事见到神应许亚伯拉罕这个迦南地，但当他去到迦南地的时候，那个地是被其他外族的人来去占据。
God promised him a good land, but he encountered a famine.
神应许他一个好优美的地，但是去到的时候却有旱灾。
God caused a strife between him and his nephew Lot.
神亦都让罗德同佢亚伯拉罕有这个拗叫。
God want him to die to his own ego.
在这个经历里面，神希望亚伯拉罕向佢自己的自我来去死。
God caused him put him in the middle of a world war.
神亦都将亚伯拉罕放在这个世界大战的中心。
God promised him a son, but he shut up the womb of his wife.
神亦都应许他一个儿子，他却是封了他太太的那个的肚腹。
You want him to raise Ishmael 20 years, and then at the end, he had to leave. He had to cast them out.
亚伯拉罕用二十年来去养大以实玛利，第二十年之后，神却要他赶他走。
God want him to die to his emotion.
神是要藉着这些事情，要亚伯拉罕向他自己的情感来去死。
There were disciplining, there were training.
在那里神要管教，神要来去训练亚伯拉罕。
When finally Isaac came out, and he was a lad, And God want Abraham to offer him.
当以撒来去出生之后，当佢仍然系小子嘅时候，神吩咐亚伯拉罕将以撒献俾佢。
How could this be?
点样可能呢？
God wanted him to die above his own understanding, his reasoning.
神要藉住呢件事，让亚伯拉罕向佢自己嗰个嘅聪明，自己嗰个嘅逻辑嚟去死。
In the same way, God wants to deal with us.
同样今日神希望同样嘅嚟去对付我哋。
In Romans chapter 8:28-30.
喺罗马书第8章28到第30节。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
All things work together, good and bad.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，万事就是好事坏事。
Big items, small items.
大事小事。
Good weather, bad weather.
可能是好天，晴天或者雨天。
But behind it, God has a good purpose.
但在这一切的背后，我们都晓得有神美好的旨意在当中。
He wants us to love God. These things, if we, as long as we have a heart for the Lord to love him, all these things will work together for us.
神是希望我们来去爱他，就是这一班爱神的人，神就要用万事互相效力，叫我们得益处。
And this pathway of faith, this pathway of the cross, will lead us to glory, which is the last word in the verse 30.
这条信心的道路，这条十字架的道路，最终要带领我们去到荣耀，就是这一句的最尾那两个字。
Will cause us to conform to the image of the Lord, of the Son.
这一切要让我们被磨成他儿子的样式。
Thank the Lord for his purpose.
我们感谢主，他是一个有旨意的神。
He's not calling us to go through anything in vain.
他不是要我们走一条冤枉的路。
Better yet, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 and 9.
在提摩太前书第1章第8和第9节，他这样讲。
I was really touched by these two verses. Paul says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who save us and call us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
我实在被这两节的经文来去感动，那里讲到，你不要以给我们的主作见证为耻，也不要以我为主被囚的为耻。 总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
So God did not just raise up circumstances according to his purpose to want us to go through.
所以神不是白白的来去将这些环境来去放在我们身上面。
But he also give us grace to go through them.
他是要藉着这些事情，是让恩典赐过给我们，叫我们能够走过这些环境。
Brother and sister, I remember when I was wayward, I was so far away from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我记得从前，当我离主很远的时候。
I was in college, I like to play soccer, so I was in the soccer field playing.
咁我当时读紧大学，咁我中意嚟去踢波，咁所以我就喺呢一个足球场上面嚟去踢波。
So after the pickup game, some random guy I just play with come approach me.
咁当有一日，当我嚟去踢完一场球赛之后，一个陌生人走过嚟我嗰度。
He talked to me about the Lord Jesus.
佢就同我嚟去分享耶稣。
I was so far away, I didn't want to talk to him.
咁当嗰一刻，我与主系离好远嘅，咁我都唔想同呢个人嚟去有啲咩交谈。
I feel so sinful, I know what he wants to do, so I politely reject him.
咁我当时觉得我好多罪，咁我亦都晓得呢个人要讲啲咩，所以我就好有礼貌嘅嚟去拒绝咗佢。
Brother and sister, this is grace.
弟兄姊妹，这个是恩典。
Lord did not forget us.
主没有忘记我们。
I heard, brother and sister, you were riding Muni, and someone next to you give you a gospel track.
我听过有弟兄姊妹的见证，他们就坐 Muni 巴士，坐他旁边的，就给一张福音的单张他。
Oh, brother and sister, this grace here is just given to us, granted to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
在这里里面说这个恩典就是在创世以先是在基督里面赐过给我们。
This grace is to continue to sustain us, to cause us to make events, to go through what the Lord wants us to go through.
而这个恩典要是带我们来去继续来去走前面的路。
Earlier the song that we sang, the second song, El Shaddai,
刚才我们唱的诗歌第二首以利沙代。
It was written by a missionary, the sister, Miss Margaret Barber.
作者是一位姊妹 Margaret Barber.
And she was a missionary, went to China from England about 100 years ago.
她是一个英国的宣教士。100多年前就去了中国来去宣教。
And she was the one who lived by faith. And she did not get any support from many mission groups.
她实在一个凭信心而活的一个宣教士。因为她去作这个事工，她没有任何的宣教组织来去支持她。
She was called by God to go to this city of 福州 Fuzhou.
她就被神来去呼召。去到中国这个福州的一个城市。
He went to this most remote village to live there.
去到一个很偏僻的村在那里居住。
She was not famous, she was a lonely pilgrim.
她不是很出名，她是一个很孤独的一个宣教士。
One day, someone confronted her to say, no one knows the Lord better than you, sister, and no one see more light in the word.
有一天有人就跟他来去对谈，就跟他说，姊妹，你没有人比你更加认识主，你也都在主里面有很多的体见。
Don't you see the need in other parts of China? Why don't you expand your ministry?
你有没有见到其实在中国其他的地方有很多更加需要你 的地方？为什么你不将你自己的事工来去扩展去其他地方呢？
Sitting here, you are just wasting time, energy, money, and wasting everything else.
你继续在这条这么偏僻的村来去服侍，实在是浪费你的金钱，浪费你的时间，浪费你的能力。
But is that true?
但是是不是真的呢？这样。
Did she really waste all those years spent in China?
这一位 Margaret Barbara 女士是不是真的浪费了她在中国的时光呢？
Today, 90 years later, people have come to realize that Miss Barbara was a seed of light planted by God in China.
90年之后，今天我们就能够见证，原来这位女士是神用她来撒种，要他来去将光带到中国这个地方。
This seed was small and hidden, seemingly insignificant.
这个种子可能是很微小，可能是隐藏，可能是当时看起来是很不重要的。
But God caused his seed to blossom and to bear fruit.
但是神就让这粒的种子来去开花结果。
Only he knows, only God knows how many saints were deeply helped spiritually by Miss Barber.
唯有神自己晓得有几多的圣徒是被这个 Margaret Barber 女士的工作来去得到被建造。
This part I just read was quoted by Christian Chan in the book Anchor to Infinity.
咁头先我系嚟去读陈希珍弟兄嚟去讲及Margaret Barber 女士自传嘅一段嘅话。
And Miss Barber did not leave us volumes of common Bible commentaries。
咁呢位Margaret Barber 佢冇俾我哋好多嘅解经书留低俾我哋。
But she did leave us. It was her desire right before she passed, leave us some of her hymns and poems。
但系佢却是遗留了给我们一些的诗歌。
And she did not I think she passed before she can do anything with them, but her desire was passed on to her niece, who was 20 years younger, which is also her coworker.
相信可能佢俾主接去之前佢冇機會嚟去分享呢一啲嘅詩歌，但係佢嗰個心願就俾咗佢嘅侄女，佢嘅侄女就將呢啲嘅詩歌嚟去分享出嚟。
And there were 42 hymns, the collection were published.
有 42 首嘅詩歌就遺留落嚟同大家分享。
Earlier, the one was a hymn written by a sister.
頭先我哋所唱嘅第二首詩歌就係呢位姊妹所作嘅。
He said, God, you are the all-sufficient one.
嗰度第三節講，神，你係全有、全足、全豐嘅嗰一位。
You can create for me whatever I lack.
你能為我創造我所缺乏嘅。
Thy mighty hand has strewn the homework track. Strewn means cover. With miracles of love and tender care.
有你自己在我回头回家的途中，无论有任何需要，都必无差。
Chinese, the translation is more like on the way home, God cover my track on the way home with miracles of love and tender care.
英文嗰個嘅原文就更加好啦，就講到當你翻屋企嗰條路上面，神係用好多嘅神蹟，係好多嘅愛，好多嘅關懷嚟去為我預備，領我回家。Brother
and sister, that is grace.
弟兄姊妹，呢一個係恩典。
God's presence go with us as we going with Him.
神嗰個同在，與我哋同去。
Sometimes we seem we are very lonely. We are alone on this pathway.
很多時候我們走這條路的時候，可能覺得有些孤單。
Just like Paul earlier when he was saying about the grace, he was about to be martyred.
就好像保羅剛才分享到恩典的時候，在那一刻，保羅就快要為主來去殉道了。
And he said, I stood for the Lord. Everyone left me. I was the only one there. But the Lord was with me.
他在那裡說，我是為主來去站立，其他與我同在的人都離開了我，但是我是願意為主來去作這個見證。
Thank you for His presence. Go with those who go with Him.
實在感謝主的同在，他要與他信靠他的人來去一同走那一條路。
Near the end, brother and sister, I'd like to share another testimony as encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，當我嚟去結束嘅時候，願意同大家分享另外一個見證，願意呢個見證能夠嚟去鼓勵我哋。
When I was younger, younger means about 20 years ago, I like to know more. I really interested about these people, you know, ahead of me that follow God by faith. I really inspire and want to do the same.
弟兄姊妹，當我年輕的時候，大約20年前的時候，當時我實在好有興趣去認識那些走喺我前面嗰啲嘅弟兄姊妹。
So I read the Bible, I read it a few times.
咁我就睇咗聖經幾次。
And I trust every word it says, all the good promises.
我實在相信聖經裡面每一句嘅話，同埋裡面每一個嘅應許。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all these things will be added to you.
你們要先求神的國、神的義，其他一切的都會加給你。
And I do not need to worry about my life, worry about tomorrow.
亦都不需要為我的人生來去憂慮，不需要為明天來去憂慮。
He said in His word, He will not withhold anything good from me to those who walk uprightly.
他在那裡說，神不會向正直的人留下任何的好處。
And I sense that as long as I trust Him and do my part, God will be faithful and do His part.
我亦都相信，只要我來去聽從祂的話，神要成全祂向我的應許。
But I feel like I needed more.
但我當時就覺得，我實在想認識更多。
So I started to go to conferences, hear sharings from other saints.
所以我就嚟去参加好多唔同嘅特会，嚟去听其他圣徒嘅见证。
And I started to read some of the testimonies, some biographies and autobiographies and so on.
咁我亦都开始嚟去睇嗰啲嘅圣徒嘅自传同埋见证。
And so I came across one that really gave me a lot of help.
咁我就同大家分享一个对我好有帮助嘅一个见证。
Who among us heard this book called God Smuggler?
咁唔知大家有冇听过呢一本书嗰个书嘅题目叫做神嘅走私者。
Or you heard of this brother, his name, not his full name, but it's called Brother Andrew.
咁或者你有冇听过呢一位弟兄咁佢嘅个名字叫安德烈。
20 years ago, I was in a morning devotion with some other brothers, and this was brought up, and I was very interested, so I bought the book, a biography, and I read it.
20 years ago, 我就同一位弟兄嚟去做神更，佢就嚟去分享呢一个故事，我就好有兴趣，我就买咗呢一本书嚟去自己读。
God smuggler. Smuggler is bad, isn't it?
神嘅走私者，走私是一件是犯罪嚟嘅。
You would think about alcohol, drugs, or human trafficking, all that, right? Smuggle.
咁你谂起走私呢个字，就谂起走私嗰啲酒、走私嗰啲毒品或者走私嗰啲人。
God smuggler, what did he smuggle?
咁呢度讲到神嘅走私者，咁佢走私啲咩咧
？So Brother Andrew was born in the 30s.
咁呢一位安德烈弟兄1930年代嘅时候出生嘅。
He was born in Holland, Dutch. He was a Dutch.
咁佢系一个荷兰人，喺荷兰出世。
And he was wayward in the very beginning, and then he went to military, and eventually the Lord saved him.
咁佢开始嘅时候系唔认识主，咁佢长大就参加咗从军。咁之后有机会嚟去信主。
After he was saved, he doesn't know what he was going to do. He just believed the Lord.
咁当佢信主之后，当佢得救之后，佢都唔知道主要佢作啲咩事情。
And one time, he had the opportunity, he wanted to be a missionary.
咁有一次，咁就有一个机会，咁佢就觉得佢想做一个嘅宣教士。
So he was accepted by this missionary training school.
咁佢就被呢一个嗰啲训练宣教士嘅嗰啲学校嚟去接收咗佢。
So but this school that he went to is a little different from other school.
但系呢一间接收咗佢嘅学校同其他嘅神学院有啲嘅分别。
He says, the director says, the real purpose of the training is to teach our students that they can trust God to do what he has already said he would do.
咁呢一个校长就同佢分享，咁呢一个嘅训练最终嘅目的就系要教导我哋嘅学生，佢哋能够依靠神去作神要佢哋所作嘅事情。
We don't go from here into a traditional missionary fields, but into a new territory.
咁我哋唔系要训练学生去嗰啲传统嗰啲嘅宣教田嗰度，佢系要去一啲新嘅领域。
Our graduates are on their own。
我哋嗰啲毕业生系佢哋要靠自己，佢哋自己走嗰啲一条路。
They cannot be effective if they are afraid or if they doubt that God really means what He says in His Word。
若果佢哋嚟去害怕，或者佢哋嚟去疑惑神系咪真系咁样喺佢嘅话嚟去咁样应许嘅话若果佢有呢啲疑惑，佢哋唔能够喺呢一个宣教嘅事工里面系有效嘅。
And he says, I hope this is what you're looking for, school, Andrew.
咁呢个校长就咁样同呢一位安德烈弟兄讲，希望你嚟去嚟去参加我哋嘅训练嘅时候，同样呢一个系你所想学到嘅。
So this was a two-year training school.
咁呢一个系两年嘅训练。
They were second year they were to go out to do some preaching of the gospel and so on.
咁第二年嘅训练里面，咁佢哋啲学生就要 你去出去，你去实地嘅，你去传福音。
And that's something that they had to learn is to, he actually says himself that he did trust God with money.
佢就嚟去咁样分享喺嗰个经历里面佢要嚟去依靠神喺金钱上面嚟去供应佢。
You're not going to ask.
喺嗰个训练里面佢唔会嚟去问其他人嚟去攞钱。
And he said, if I were going to give my life as a servant of the king, I had to know that king.
喺嗰度佢咁样嚟去分享若果我要嚟去奉献我嘅生命嚟去作王嗰个嘅仆人，咁我首先要认识呢一位王。
What was he like?
呢一位王系点样嘅咧？
In what way could I trust him?
我有啲咩地方系可以嚟去依靠呢位王嘅咧
？Is it the same way that I trust a set of impersonal laws?
我系咪依靠呢个王就好似嚟去依靠地上嘅法律咧
？Or could I trust him as a living leader, as a very present commander in battle?
定系我能够依靠佢，看佢为一个军队里面嗰啲嘅将士咧
？So this question was central, and because if he were a king in name only, I would rather go back to my previous work.
咁佢就话呢一个问题一定要有答案嘅，因为系好重要嘅。因为如果佢只系名义上系王嘅话，咁我宁愿去一个朱古力嘅工厂嚟去做工。
So one night. He was struggling, so he knelt down. At night, he prayed to the Lord in this way.
有一晚，咁佢就喺呢一个问题里面有挣扎。咁佢就跪落嚟去向神嚟去祷告。
He said, "Lord, I need to know if I can trust you in practical things."
咁佢就嚟去同神讲：神啊，我要晓得我能唔能够喺我生活嗰一啲实际嘅事情上嚟去依靠你咧。
I thank you for letting me earn the fees for the first semester.I ask you now to supply the rest of them.
感謝你，你係供應我能夠有錢嚟去俾學費嚟去讀第一個學期。我現在憑信心求你為我預備嚟緊落嚟所有嘅學費。
If I have to be so much as one day late in pain, I shall know that I'm supposed to go back to my chocolate factory to work.
若果我結果係因为金钱的缘故我要迟了一日来去交学费的话我就晓得我不应该来去做宣教士我应该回去从前那个朱古力的工厂里面。
So it was a childish prayer.
这位弟兄就说这个是一个很很儿科的一个祷告。
Very demanding prayer.
是一个很无理的祷告。
But then I was still a child in the Christian life.
但是当时我仍然在是一个在基督徒生活里面仍然是一个很年轻的基督徒。
The remarkable thing is that God honored my prayer.
但是很惊奇神听了我这个祷告也都答应了这个祷告。
But not without first testing me in some rather amusing ways.
但是他应许我之前他是要来去试验我。
So there was a team of five of them.
咁当时佢喺一个五人组里面。
They have a very little money and they were to hire a hall and to preach to some students, print out tracts.
咁佢哋呢个五人组佢哋好少钱但係佢係要印一啲嘅福音单章嚟去传福音。
So on this particular trip, they already have no money left.
咁佢哋喺呢一个旅程里面冇晒钱啦已经。
So, and then at one of the gatherings, one of the five sent out an invitation without telling everyone.
咁喺其中一个聚会里面，呢个五人组里面其中一个就发咗一个邀请，咁佢冇同其他四个讲。
The invitation was, before meeting tomorrow evening, I would like all of you to have tea with us here, 4 o'clock. How many can make it?
咁佢就同啲人讲喺听日嘅聚会之前咁我愿意邀请大家一同嘅嚟去下午茶。
So a couple dozen hands went up and we were committed.
咁结果有好多人接受咗呢一位呢个人嘅邀请。有廿几个。
At first, instead of being delighted, the rest of us were horrified.
咁但系当我嚟去睇到咁样嘅邀请嘅时候，我唔系兴奋，我却系好害怕。
All of us knew we had no tea, no cake, no bread, no butter.
我哋都晓得我哋冇钱，更加冇茶，冇蛋糕，冇牛油。
And we have five cups.
咁我哋只系得五个空嘅杯。
So that night in our evening prayer, we put this matter before God.
咁喺嗰一个晚祷嘅时候，我哋五个就将呢件事摆喺祷告里面。
Lord, we have got ourselves into a spot.
我哋就同主讲，主，我哋将麻烦自己嚟去找麻烦。
Oh, by that time, some already gave him some tea and other things, sugar and all that.
咁原来喺晚祷之前。晚祷之前已经有人嚟去供应咗一啲嘅糖一啲嘅奶俾佢哋。
And some tea. And then
亦都俾咗啲茶叶。
The prayer was, Lord, we've got ourselves into a spot.
咁嗰个晚祷就係、是、主咁我哋将自己放喺呢一个环境里面。
From somewhere, we've got to get a kick.
咁我哋唔知喺边度咁我哋要揾到一个蛋糕出嚟。
Will you help us?
你会唔会帮我哋呢？
So that night, as we roll up in our blankets on the floor of the hall, we play guessing games.
咁嗰一晚当我哋嚟去起身嘅时候，咁我哋就嚟去倾谈，你就估。
How was God going to give us that kick? Among the five of us, we guessed everything imaginable. So we thought.
咁我哋就喺度嚟去估。神点样会将呢个蛋糕供应俾我哋咧？咁我哋就估咗好多唔同嘅幻想。
So morning arrived, we half expect a heavenly messenger to come to our door bearing a cake, but no one came.
咁第二朝早嚟到啦，咁我哋系期待有一个天使嚟去将蛋糕放喺我哋门口前面。
The morning mail arrived. We ripped open the two letters, hoping for money. There was none.
咁但系冇人见唔到蛋糕咁我哋见到朝早嘅信嚟到啦。咁我哋即刻打开咗嗰啲嘅信，睇下系咪有钱但系都系冇钱嘅。
A woman from a nearby church came by to see if she could help. Cake, the word was on the tip of all our tongues, but we swallowed the word and shook our hands. Shook our heads.
隔篱嘅教会有一个女士嚟到嚟去问我哋有啲咩需要帮忙嘅咁我哋个口好似打咗裂咁咁我哋想讲我哋想要个蛋糕但我哋都冇讲出嚟。
And we assure her everything is in God's hands.
咁我哋就同呢个女士讲喺神嘅手里面一切都系办妥了。
The tea had been announced for 4 o'clock in the evening.
咁嗰个下午茶系当日嘅下午四点嚟去举行。
3 o'clock, the table were set, but there are still no cake.
咁三点，咁啲台都已经摆好啦，咁但系仍然冇蛋糕。
3:30 came, we got the water to boil. 3:45.
咁三点半，咁我哋煲好水啦，咁嚟到3:45.
Ding dong, the doorbell rang.
咁嗰一刻，咁就叮当就门钟响啦。
The postman came. Hello, let's said the postman.
咁嗰个邮差就同我哋讲你好。
Got something for you that feels like a food package. He handed the box to one of the boys.
咁我有啲好似食物嘅包装愿意嚟去俾你哋。咁就将呢啲嘢俾咗其中一个嘅细路。
So we took Brian Andrew took the package.Carefully unwrapped it.
咁呢一位安德烈弟兄就攞咗呢一盒嘢，咁就好小心嘅嚟去打开。
Inside there was no note, only a large white box.
咁喺个盒里面冇任何嘅字条，只一个白色嘅盒。
Deep in my soul, I knew that I could afford the drama of lifting the lid slowly.
咁喺我嘅心里面我就晓得我可以慢慢嚟去打开呢个盒。
And as I did.
咁当我慢慢打开呢个盒嘅时候
，in perfect condition to be admired by five sets of wondering eyes， was an enormous, glistering, moist chocolate cake.
当我打开这个盒的时候，我这五只眼，我们就见到，就有一个很完美，一个，朱古力的蛋糕。
Brother and sister, I'm about to run out of time.
弟兄姊妹，我的时间快到了。
But this was Brother Andrew's training.
这个是，神在安德烈弟兄身上面那一个的训练。
There are many other parts I'd like to share, but eventually he went to behind these communist countries.
有很多不同的故事跟大家分享。但是当安德烈弟兄来去继续服侍的时候，他就在这一些的共产党的国家里面来去服侍。
And they could not, they don't have any Bibles.
在那里，他没有，在这些共产党的国家那里没有圣经。
And the country was closed up, they don't have any outside Christians to visit them.
这一些的国家也都是向外边的国家来去封闭的。所以没有基督徒能够入到这些国家。
So God called him to go serve them, bring him tracts, bring him Bibles.
所以神就呼召安德烈弟兄，来去将圣经，将这些福音的单章带进入这些共产党国家里面。
But at that time, it was very risky.
在当时是一些 很危险的一事情。
Because if he was caught, he could be that foreign propaganda. He would be arrested.
因为若果他被人捉到的话，那他就会被告，你在这里发放这些外国的那些传媒要影响他们的思想。
So here, this is the first time that he crossed the border of Yugoslavia.
就在这里，当他第一次来去进入这个南斯拉夫那里。
Now, here I was with a car and luggage, literally bulging with tracts, Bibles, and portions of Bibles. How was I going to get them past the border guard?
他就来去讲，我在这里揸住这架车，整架车都是圣经和这些福音的单章，我怎样能够来去将这个车来去带进揸进这个共产党的国家呢？
He was driving a small beetle bug in the 60s or 50s.
当时是50年代60年代，他揸紧一架很小的Beatles 那些的火车。
And so, for the first of many times, I said the prayer of God's smuggler.
在那一刻，我就第一次作这个神的走私者的祷告。
Lord, in my luggage, I have scripture that I want to take to your children across the border.
他就跟主来去这样求，主，在我这架货车里面，我有圣经，你的话，我愿意来去将它带进这个国家。
Lord, when you were on earth, you made blind eyes see. Now I pray, make seeing eyes blind. Do not let the guards see those things you do not want them to see.
主，当你走在地上的时候，你让瞎眼的来去得看见，但我现在求你让一些没有瞎眼的看不见，让我平安的来去将你的话来去带给有需要的人。
So armed with this prayer, I started the motor and drove up to the barrier.
所以当我来去作这个祷告之后，我就揸这架车来去走过这个边境。
The two guards appeared both startled and pleased to see me.
在那个边境关口那里有两个的那些士兵，他就来去见我。
Oh, I'll just skip the next paragraph. One of the guards began poking around my camping gear.
其中一个的士兵来就去检查我那些的camping 那些露营的那些的装备。
In the corner and folds of my sleeping bags and tent were boxes of tracts. Lord, make those seeing eyes blind.
就是在这些露营的装备的角落头，我就有那些圣经和福音的单章，我就求主，求你使他们瞎眼。
Do you have anything to declare?
这个士兵就问我，你有什么事你要宣告出来呢？
Well, I have my money, my wristwatch, and a camera, and so on.
我就跟他说，我有钱，我有表，我就有这么多这些东西了。
The other guards were looking inside the Volkswagen. He asked me to take out a suitcase. I knew that there were tracks scattered through my clothing.
另外一個士兵就叫我將另外一個嘅行李拎出嚟。我當時曉得喺呢個行李裏面喺我啲衫嘅中間就有呢一啲嘅福音嘅單張。
Of course, sir, I said. I put the front seat forward and dragged the suitcase out. I placed it on the ground and opened the lid.
我就同呢個士兵講當然啦，我就拉呢一個行李出嚟放喺地下，就打開呢一個行李箱。
The guard lifted the shirt that lay on the top beneath them. And now in plain sight, it was a pile of tracks in two different Yugoslavian languages, Croatian and Slovene. How was God going to handle this situation?
我當時就曉得在上面件衣服下面就有一些南斯拉夫的單章就講到神的創造和神的拯救。我就問神有些什麼可能我能夠走得了呢？
It seems dry for this time of the year, I said to the other guard. And without looking at the fellow who was inspecting the suitcase, I fell into the conversation about the weather.
士兵準備來去檢查的時候，我們就開始來去傾談了第二些東西，就講到當日的天氣。
And he kept talking. And finally, when he could not stand the suspense no longer, I looked behind me. The first guard wasn't even glancing at the suitcase. He was listening to our conversation.
我當時都好驚，就係另外一士兵會檢查我嘅行李。但係當我望去後面嘅時候，就發現原來呢個檢查嘅士兵就好專心嚟去聽我同埋另外士兵嘅交談，根本冇嚟去檢查呢個行李。
When I turned around, he caught himself and looked up. Well, Dan, do you have anything else to declare?
之後當我嚟去望去後面嘅時候，這個士兵就嚟去問我你仲有啲咩嚟去宣告咧？
Oh, only small things, I said.
我就話冇乜其他啦，有啲好散收收嘅嘢。
And the guard said, "Oh, we won't bother with them." He nodded to me, and I closed the suitcase. And little salute, handed me back my passport, and he went.
佢就呢啲散收收嘅，我唔需要理會啦。佢就刪咗呢一個行李，就叫我嚟去
继续走。
弟兄姊妹
，So this is just one time out of thousands of times. It was recorded. He never lost the Bible.
呢一個只係多成千事上嘅其中一件事。佢呢位弟兄就見證喺呢一切嘅經歷裏面，佢冇遺失過，冇俾人收過一本嘅聖經。
Brother recorded in the testimony that he felt lonely in this work. He was worried about getting a mate, getting a wife.
呢位弟兄就喺嗰本書嚟去分享。喺呢一個嘅服侍裏面，佢感到孤單。佢亦都擔憂佢能唔能夠有佢嘅伴侶咧？
How can I find a wife? This is uncertain. This is almost like secrecy. And who would want to marry me to do this?
咁佢點樣能夠揾到一個妻子咧？咁因為佢所作嘅係咁危險，咁隱藏嘅，有邊一個女士會願意同我走呢一條路咧？
I cannot share the details because of time. But eventually, the Lord prepared a nurse for him. Which is a nurse.
我冇時間同大家分享啦，但係。在那本書裡面，這位弟兄，就神為他預備了一位的護士，來去作他的妻子。
They have a first child, and they needed a bigger place.
他們有一個小孩，他們要一個大一點的地方。
They have no money.
他們沒錢。
So, but in his prayer time, the Lord caused him to think of this person who had a vacant place.
咁但係當佢嚟去喺主裏面禱告嘅時候，主就俾佢想起另一位嘅弟兄，咁呢位弟兄就有一間空屋。
So the next day he thought, well, this got to be sovereign, so he went to talk to that person.
咁第二日咁佢就曉得神係掌權嘅，所以佢就直接去揾呢位弟兄嚟去交通。
So you still have that place available? You want to sell it to me?
他就問這位弟兄這個人你個地方還是賣呢，你可不可以賣給我呢？
And the person's response was, How do you know? I just made up my mind last night.
咁呢个人就同我讲， 你点会知道我想买屋呢？ 我昨晚只作呢个决定嘅。
This is one of the little token brand sisters that shows that he was sensitive to the spirit. He was co-yoking with the Lord.
呢个只系一个小小嘅例子。 我哋见到呢位弟兄， 佢系听圣灵嘅引导。 佢亦都系与主同父一轭嘅。
And lastly, I just want to give you this quote to end.
最后结束的时候， 愿意同大家分享这一句的话。
Maybe two quotes.
两句话。
He was asked if he ever felt danger in his life.
有人问他， 在他的一生里面有没有一刻是觉得 在危险里面呢？
His answer was, I have never really felt danger. There really is no danger unless you're living your own life.
他就来去这样回答， 我实在没有一刻我是觉得我活在这个危险里面。 若果除非你是为自己而活， 才会活在危险里面。
And in the beginning of his journey, when he first took that step of faith, this was his prayer. I'll read you his prayer.
当他回应主的呼召， 他第一个作的祷告， 就是这样讲。
It was a stormy night in a dead winter of January 1950.
就是在1950年， 一个很大雨的晚上。
And the sleet, those frozen ice pellet, was blowing outside on the street, probably vertical to the street. It was that stormy.
是很大风雪的， 甚至那些冰块， 就是在那一晚， 就在路上飞来飞去。
I pulled the covers high under my chin. He was in his attic at home.
当时他在， 在他家的阁楼里面， 他就， 就将他的衣服拉起，就去遮盖他的口。
And there were so many voices in that wind. He can hear it outside.
他在这大风雪里面就听到很多的声音。
What was it I was hanging on to? What was it that was hanging on to me? What was standing between me and freedom?
他就在这样想，我 是找住啲咩呢？ 我係有啲咩係找住我呢？ 有啲咩係喺我同埋自由中間呢？
The rest of the house was asleep. I lay on my back with my hands under my head, staring at the darkened ceiling, and all at once, very quietly, I let go of my ego.
咁其他间屋其他人都熟睡嘅，咁我就嚟去瞓低，就嚟去。 揽住我个头， 很安静的， 我就决定将我自己的己来放低。
With a new nook in the wind yelling at me not to be a fool, I turned myself over to God, lock, stock, and adventure.
在这些大风雪里面， 这些声音就叫我不要作一个愚蠢人。 我就决定将我自己来交托在神的手里面。 我就要来去， 要将自己锁起来，我要为自己来去预备，来去冒险走前面的路。
There wasn't much faith in my prayer. I just said, Lord, if you will show me the way, I will follow you. Amen.
在那个祷告里面， 可能是小信， 但我就是这样跟主讲， 主，若果你要， 你是显露你的路在我身上面， 我就要来去跟随。
And it was as simple as that.
这个就是一个很简单的祷告。
We'll end the sharing here.
我的交通就停在这里。
We'll ask our brother.
我们来去一同的祷告。 主，我们感谢你， 今天早上向我们说话。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you speak to us this morning.
主，你是何等愿意要我们走这条信心的路。
Lord, how willing you are to walk this way of faith.
主，我们真是晓得， 得救不是靠着我们的行为， 它是靠着你的恩典。
Lord, we know that we are saved not according to our works, but by your grace.
亦都是因着信。
and through faith.
主叫我哋能够活喺你呢一个何等恩典嘅地位上面。
That we may live on this position of receiving grace.
主，我哋亦都晓得我哋唔系停喺呢一步里面。
Lord, we know that we are not to be stagnant to just stop here.
你系呼召我哋每一日去靠住信心嚟去走呢一条路。
You call us daily by faith to follow on.
主实在愿意头先所听到嘅见证。
Lord, may these testimony we heard.
无论系呢一位 Margaret Barbara 女士。
No matter if it's a Margaret Barber,
或者系呢一位安德烈弟兄嘅见证
，or this other brother Andrew,
或者系圣经里面保罗嘅见证
，or testimony of Paul,
主求呢一啲一切都鼓励我哋嚟去凭信心嚟去走前面嘅路。
May all this encourage us with faith to go on to follow you.
主即系教导我哋即系唔好眼睛嚟去看呢个世界
，teach us not to walk by sight。
叫我哋嘅眼目嚟去专注喺我哋主耶稣嘅身上面。
Teach our eyesight, single eyesight solely on focus on our Lord Jesus。
主即系叫我哋每一日每一刻嚟去更加嘅嚟去敏锐嘅嚟到听到圣灵嘅带领。
Daily, moment by moment, to listen to the small voice of the Holy Spirit。
叫我哋唔好犹豫，即系叫我哋凭信心嚟去走前面嘅路。
Not hesitate, no reservation, but by faith to follow on.
主即系愿呢一啲嘅话嚟去激励我哋。
May these words encourage us.
愿呢啲见证嚟去鼓励我哋。
May these testimonies encourage us.
主愿你自己嘅生命喺我哋身上面能够彰显出嚟。
Lord, may your life be manifested among your people.
祈祷系奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.